So what is slavery? Slavery is restriction and control. The biggest form of slavery that we have here in the world is these central banks being propped up all across the world. And we're invading countries and creating more central banks and destroying their solid money. Solid money.
Google World Trade Center 7. 3 buildings fell on 9/11 in New York City.
It's up to us to each organize, prepare for the coming collapse, because the Fed is ending the dollar on its end. There's a reason why they're hiding over the edge right now with cameras. They're not showing their face because they know we know and they're scared.
They finance every single one of our enemies before we go to war with them. Why? Because war is profitable. They care not if you're a Democrat. They care not if you're a Republican. Because voting is rigged.
So we need to start arresting baggers. We need to set up, go back to the common law, set up some grand juries, and indict these criminals.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to The Big Plantation, presented by Liber TV. I am your host, Keith Smith. Today we have a few things to go over. One of them would be Fernando Salguero. His full name is Fernando Antonio Salguero, and the issues he's having with the Summerdale Police Department and their shotgun-wielding robots. Another issue we will go over today would be what's going on over at the Jersey Shore. Nobody's really talking about what's going on in the Jersey Shore, but I'd be glad to let everyone know. Another thing that I'd love to go over is the word sequester. The first time I heard this word was actually when my good friend Fernando said the Summerdale Police Department sequestered him. But recently, and I think that's because Obama actually follows Fernando, they decided to use this word to describe what I would consider a very small breadcrumb of a cut on government spending. And they're calling, rather than the fiscal cliff this time, it's another doomsday scenario, the sequester. But we'll get into that. So let's go back to Fernando Salguero. He is a very good friend of mine. He runs a group called Survive and Thrive in Philadelphia. It's a group of survivalists that get together once a month, sometimes twice a month, and they go over survival skills. Everything from urban survival to in the woods survival to learning how to shoot firearms and how to acquire certain things during survivalist situations. Basically, if you have any inkling that there's going to be an economic collapse or a doomsday scenario, this is the group, if you are in the Philadelphia region, that you would want to check out. Now, Fernando also worked with a group that does jury nullification. It's a fully informed jury association where they go and they inform jurors that they have the right to nullify bad laws, such as marijuana laws. So if you feel that somebody shouldn't go to jail for possessing or selling marijuana, and you are on a jury panel, it is your right and your duty as a citizen or a free man, woman, to speak your mind and nullify the law by saying not guilty. So, Mr. Fernando was doing this in New Jersey not too long ago, I would say quite a few months ago, but it wasn't that long ago, and they picked him up on a trumped-up charge that he didn't pay a parking ticket for 13 years ago. So, Fernando found himself a couple weeks ago at the courthouse fighting this trumped-up charge and decided, you know, he wasn't going to pay for a parking ticket that was paid 13 years ago. He already spent jail time again for it, and it's a completely fraudulent charge. So he fought it, and Fernando won. Well, when he walked outside, he found a bunch of police officers around his Crown Victoria, which looks like a police car, but is not a police car. It does not have any tags like a police car. It's a former police car that he probably got at auction or bought from a private sale. They were standing around there, and he's like, "How can I help you?" And I'd love to get Fernando on so he can explain the whole story. But he was on there. He walks outside, and they're all around his car, and it appears that his car is parked illegally. He's about 18 inches over the curb, the yellow curb, and he's not allowed to park there. Well, there was no parking in the parking lot because, you know, they'd much rather have you park two blocks away and be late to court so then they can, you know, file charges of contempt against you. You know, that's the way the whole court system is. It's a racket. But basically, they were like, "Oh, you're suspicious. We would like to search your vehicle." And he's like, "There's no probable cause for you to search my vehicle. You may not search my vehicle." And they're like, "Well, you know, we're going to have to get a warrant. What's in your trunk?" And he's like, "No, you cannot search my trunk. You're going to have to get a warrant." So, like Fernando says, they sequestered him and took him away from his car, detained him unlawfully, and brought in dogs, bomb-sniffing dogs, to sniff his car. Well, wouldn't you know, the bomb-sniffing dogs were set off that there was a bomb in the car. So they basically locked down a couple blocks around the whole area and bring in the bomb robot, you know. This bomb robot comes over to the back of his trunk. Now, Fernando says, "Please, I would like to be with my car when you search my car because I want to make sure nothing's planted there, nothing illegal goes on, and I have not done anything wrong to deserve this," and so on and so forth. But they take the robot. Rather than use his key to pop his trunk open, they blow it open with a shotgun. So robots with shotguns. Parking enforcement in Somerdale Police Department, New Jersey. This is how they harass people that stand up for their rights. What Fernando did was very noble. It was very patriotic for him to stand up for his rights because most people would allow the police to unlawfully search their vehicle. They ask. And all you have to do is say no. And that's what Fernando did. So they punished him for being against the grain because a typical New Jerseyan would allow such an act to happen. They're not used to being told no. They're not used to people standing up for their sovereign rights as human beings. So Fernando gave him a little schooling of that. While he was being sequestered, he reached out to them about oath keeping and keeping their oaths. Well, a little about Fernando. Fernando is a firefighter. He does his part. You know, he's very proud to be a firefighter. He loves helping people. He's a family man. He was also a big part, actually the biggest part, of the whole Ron Paul warming tent down in Occupy Philadelphia. He reached out to the occupiers and made them realize that we are all not so different as everybody portrays we are. So, poor Fernando got locked up for some trumped up charges. So now they're indicting him on weapons charges because they found something in his trunk. What they were doing was they were fishing for something. They were hoping he was carrying his 45 millimeter and they could get him, or his 45 caliber, and they could get him on some gun charges because in Nazi Jersey, carrying a firearm on you is against the law. There are a lot of ugly gun laws in New Jersey. I despise these laws in New Jersey. I think it's a joke. Living in Pennsylvania, right next door, the New Jerseyans do not have the right to protect themselves as I do in Pennsylvania. Now, they didn't find a gun in his trunk. What they found was pepper spray, an extendable baton, and road flares. So now he's being charged for multiple indictable offenses on each individual road flare. They weren't road flares. I think they were the kind that you shoot up in the air, signal flares. and pepper spray. He had 3 pepper spray cans in there. So he's getting 3 indictable offenses on pepper spray and an extendable baton. These charges will have to be dropped because they got a warrant for no reason whatsoever. There was no probable cause. I strongly urge people, look up Fernando Antonio Salguero and look up this story, and please throw your support behind him. He's been on many different podcasts. He's been on many news channels. This is a big deal. The Summerdale Police Department should be ashamed of themselves. They are harassing a good person for no reason whatsoever, other than he stands up for his rights. So, I'd love to have Fernando on. That might be on in the near future. I'll have to talk to him, and maybe he'll be one of my first guests on here. He's a really good guy, and he knows a lot. So, and me and Fernando, I think we agree on 99.9% of everything. So, he's just a chip off the old block, one of my good friends. All right. Now, next thing, speaking of Fernando being sequestered, I believe that Obama happens to be following Mr. Fernando, since Fernando, came up with this whole term. First time I ever heard it, being sequestered by the police department. Now Obama is talking sequester. What is sequester? The sequester. I don't understand why this is such a big deal. It's all over the news. Everybody's talking about it. It's the end of the world. Obama says, this is it. People are going to get hurt. There's going to be pain. We are going to have to inflict pain on those people because we're going to cut the budget. Now, the type of budget they're talking about cutting is really breadcrumbs when you look at the total of spending. The total amount of spending, it's just, it's in the trillions. They're talking about like 40 to 80 billion. So you're talking about like about 6 months of what the Iraq war cost that went on for years. Now we are no longer at war in Iraq. We are no longer spending money there. So we can afford to cut a little $46 billion here. It's nothing. $46 billion, they use that for toilet paper at the Pentagon, for crying out loud. It's just a big fear tactic right now. And what the government does and what those in charge do is they create a problem and then they present a solution and then they give themselves a pat on the back. What I am telling you people is you don't have anything to fear. Be prepared in your minds. Be prepared in your hearts. Because someday the whole thing will come a crashing down. But I would not worry too much about it. You will live every day worrying about it and stressing about something that you really do not need to stress about. When it does happen, it's going to be for the better of mankind. They will try to make it as horrible as possible so they can bring about a one-world governance, which they already have. It's already installed and they're prepared to transition from one to the other. Either way, I would not worry about it. The sequester is just another scare tactic by the government to throw you in disarray and get all scared and give up more rights to them. You know, this every time they raise the taxes, something scary. Oh God, you know, we have to raise the taxes, otherwise it's the end of the world. So then they can't be held accountable for raising your taxes and lose their jobs. Because, you know, they've got million-dollar vacations they got to worry about. All right, so that's enough of that subject. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. It's going to be done and over with. Nothing's going to happen. Nothing. So, now to get on to New Jersey. All right, a lot of people still talking about what happened over New Jersey with Hurricane Sandy. I've been, you could say, fortunate enough or unfortunate enough to know firsthand exactly what's going on over in New Jersey at the Jersey Shore. You see, I made a living for years chasing hurricanes, going up and down the coast wherever a hurricane would hit and doing, construction work. setting up businesses, working for other contractors. I made a good living doing it. So now I'm doing the same thing. I'm making a living over in New Jersey. And yes, first, I'm doing this for the money, but because it is so close to home, and I grew up down at the Jersey Shore, I actually have it in my heart to help people there because a lot of people are born and raised there, and this is pretty traumatic for them. They lost their homes. The insurance companies aren't helping them. They don't know where to get started, how to even fight the insurance companies because the insurance companies are giving them pennies on the dollar. They expect handouts from the federal government, from FEMA. Now, FEMA's instituting new flood plans. So, you know, like, they're telling people they have to jack their houses up. Why? I mean, the government isn't there to help people to begin with. I mean, they really aren't. I've seen it firsthand. They weren't there. They weren't. Matter of fact, I know firsthand that it was certain elements in the government that were doing the looting on the islands. Correct. I know this because I've heard from multiple sources. They were kicking down doors. Hey, we're here to help you. No one's here. That's a nice flat screen TV. Let me take some valuables. So this is the type of stuff that's going on over the Jersey Shore. A lot of people know Jersey, and a lot of New Jerseyans know this, but corruption runs rampant in the New Jersey government. On a local level, all the way up to the state level. So when the feds come in, it ain't no different. Part of my plan over in New Jersey is to help people realize that there is an alternative way of going about this whole disaster situation. For example, a lot of people live on these islands and really never leave these islands. They really are islanders. They live on these barrier islands and they very rarely go far inland. Very rarely. I was actually talking to a guy and he really didn't even know where the islands north and south of him, what they were even called. I wouldn't say he was an idiot, but I would say he was ignorant. I mean, he really just didn't know. Maybe he didn't care. Maybe he just didn't have a need to know. Either way, it kind of sparked a little idea in my head that maybe this would be a prime location to start an alternative currency, a localized alternative currency, something to keep the money on the island for the locals. So when work gets performed, hey, I can go spend this at the local bar. Not a Federal Reserve note, but maybe some kind of island hour. Who knows? So I'm definitely looking into that, and I've been talking around, and hopefully maybe something happens there for that instance. But I just want to let people know that, you know, you look at the bay there, and you see furniture is floating in the bay. There's kitchen cabinets, rooftops. There's so much. It looks like a third world country bay. Supposedly, the governor has promised to have everything dredged out by August in all the bays. So we'll see how that works out. But, you know, Mr. Christie, the Pillsbury Doughboy, as I like to call him, I don't trust him as far as I could throw him, literally. And I can't throw him very far because he's a big guy. New Jersey has got a lot of problems. But a lot of Pennsylvanians look at New Jersey and they're like, oh, it's a forgotten cause. I have a lot of friends who belong in my local group that I belong to, Truth, Freedom, Prosperity in Philadelphia, that are from New Jersey. Often I felt bad for them for what they had to deal with, but now I feel their pain. Why? Because I'm staying in New Jersey with them. I feel this pain. I see the pain that all these people are going through from this hurricane. There is a better way of going about this. I don't think the government financial help is going to help at all. I think what's going to happen is they need to lift rules and regulations up off of out-of-state contractors. Right now, only plumbers and electricians that are registered in the state of New Jersey, who have to go to school in New Jersey to get their licenses, are allowed to do work there. Now, doesn't mean that the code for electrical and plumbing in New Jersey is any different than, say, Pennsylvania or Delaware or New York, because the code is a universal code. You basically have the same code all across the country, especially in local regions. If they just lifted some rules and regulations and stopped being such an oppressive government, the rebuilding can begin. All right? Now, they're imposing more rules and regulations. For example, people will not be able to get permits to rebuild their house if the cost of the damage of the dwelling exceeds 50% of the value of the dwelling. Now, a property, say, that costs $1 million there. The dwelling may only cost $80,000 because the real property value is in the land value. The dwelling's only $80,000. Well, turns out that the property damage and the dwelling damage exceeds $50,000. That's more than 50%. So the people can't even do anything. They will have to bulldoze their house, then get FEMA money, then get insurance money to rebuild a new house raised up. Now, I'm not saying it's not a bad idea to raise your house when you live on the water. Actually, I think it's common sense. But we will see how this all pans out. I am learning quite a bit about this storm, and seeing it firsthand has really opened my eyes. If you guys have any questions, I'll be more than glad, and I welcome all questions for anything I ever put on any of these podcasts. I appreciate the feedback I've gotten. You guys are giving me lots of compliments. I haven't gotten many questions yet. I actually got some questions on, you know, the United States being a corporation. And once again, I'd like to refer you to my YouTube channel, Mercen144. That's M-E-R-C-E-N 144. And you can find that on YouTube. And it explains the United States being a corporation. And once again, I show you the door. You do your research and you will see for yourself that, hey, you are a corporation too. That's right. A lot of people think it's a joke when Mitt Romney said, oh, people are corporations. He wasn't joking. He's not an idiot. He was, I guess he is an idiot because he slipped up and he basically let the cat out of the bag and told you the truth. So check these things out. You'd be surprised to find out how deep the rabbit hole goes. Look up birth certificates. So what is a birth? What is a ship? What does a ship do when it docks for commerce? These are, you know, some things. You got to look this stuff up, brothers and sisters. Look it up. Don't know what else to really talk about today. All I got to say is please just be safe out there. Just lost a friend who wasn't wearing her seatbelt. I always love her. She was a good person, way too young to die. So, you know, think twice, you know, when you're putting your seatbelt on. Screw what the law says. It's about your safety, you know. I usually, when I see a police officer, I don't worry about it at all when I don't have my seatbelt on. But you know what? I wear my seatbelt to keep myself safe because it has saved my life. And I don't know how many other people's lives it's saved. What else can I go on about today? That's about it. So don't worry about sequester. Nothing to worry about. Okay, I love you, brothers and sisters. Once again, check out my website, theanarchistvault.com. Check out my YouTube channel, Mercen144, M-E-R-C-E-N 144. I keep the podcast loaded up there. You can also check out the podcast channel. That's LiberTV. That's L-I-B-E-R-T-V. .podomatic.com. From there, you can download it onto iTunes. You can put it on your iPhone or your Zune and take it on to work with you. You can listen to me on the way from work or on vacation, whatever you're doing. So I'll have more podcasts up more frequently. I took a break for a couple weeks because my computer broke. Go figure. But now I got it fixed, so I'm back in action. All right, once again, peace out, brothers.